96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Hundreds of teachers in the D.C. region have reported to class or are about to as the new school year approaches. Now, more than ever, American schools need good teachers. D.C. is no exception. But what is it like to be a teacher in the District of Columbia? Well, tonight, we'll take a look at that question and the issues surrounding teaching in the district with Elizabeth Davis, president of the Washington Teachers Union. The lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. You're certainly welcome to comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Liz, good to see you. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate
it. Thank you for inviting me, Harold.
Okay, so first question, why is this a good time to be a teacher in the District of Columbia, if it is at all?
Well, it is a good time, and some teachers may think otherwise. But as a teacher of 44 years in the District of Columbia in 9 schools and currently the president of the WTU, it is a very good time because teachers have realized, especially those teachers who regard themselves as career educators, those who are here for more than 5 years, know that they are the gatekeepers for a lot of students who may not have the opportunity to move forward. D.C. has a high poverty rate. We have students in at least 45 schools in the district that are low-performing and underserved schools. And the focus of the city council and the chancellor has been on those schools. Since 2007, the academic achievement gap in D.C. has widened for African-American and Latino students. Although the chancellor and the mayor has touted the 4% hike in our test scores, teachers who are career educators understand that that does not address issues for the majority of our students in D.C. schools. So those teachers who are here, they're here because they're passionate about changing that paradigm.
Well, you mentioned career teachers, but there are a lot of rookies out there. There are a lot of new teachers coming in for the first time. And like you said, Washington has some of the same kinds of educational concerns as other big cities, Baltimore, New York, Detroit, perhaps New Orleans, Los Angeles. You have some schools that are doing exceptionally well, some not so much. If I'm a rookie teacher, what is it that I need to know before my first day of school?
Well, for one thing, you need to know if this is a profession that you chose or did it choose you. Mm-hmm. Because teachers who are in it for 2 or 3 years, this profession did not choose them. This is a profession for teachers who are in it for the long haul, because we cannot, to be honest with you, I was not able to even manage a classroom until after my first 5 years.
Why is that?
Because it requires more. It requires a lot of skills beyond what you gain on a university campus. We have teachers who are coming into the profession two ways. Through the university programs where they've learned methodology courses and, of course, through other certification areas, Teach for America. And the teachers have different views of why they're here and for what reason they're here. And quite frankly, if you are not in this for the long run, you may not be able to ever see what I see as a career educator, and that is, it requires more than 5 years. It requires more than 10 years. Teachers who have been in this profession for 15 and 20 years know that it takes a while before they can even get a grasp of what it means to become a quality teacher, a high-quality teacher. The first 5 years is almost like a testing ground. You're being mentored by experienced teachers, as I was. You're learning from some of the best teachers in the schools who've been there for years. And, of course, this school district has quite a way to go before it understands the significance of maintaining its most experienced teachers. Those are the teachers who can actually help to retain the new teachers that are recruited. Last week, I was at Columbia Heights campus where the chancellor, D.C. Public Schools, had recruited over 500 new teachers. The year before that, another 500. Whether or not we've been able to retain those teachers, that's another question. From research that I've gathered, D.C. has the highest turnover rate in the nation for teachers, and we've got to begin to take a look at why that is.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking to Elizabeth Davis, president of the Washington Teachers Union. What's it like to be a D.C. teacher here in the 2014-2015 school year? Let me go to the phone lines. Doris calling from Washington, D.C. Doris, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was calling because I am a teacher in D.C. I'm a veteran.
What does that mean, Doris, when you say you're a veteran? You can tell us.
I'm a veteran, which means that I am going into my 22nd year of teaching in the district.
Fantastic. Okay.
I was explaining to the person on the phone that a lot of people tend to think that teaching is from 8 to 3:30, and it's not. I gave the example of yesterday I worked from 7:30 to 6:30, and I brought work home, and that's the norm. I often work 60 hours a week. I give up my lunch period to tutor students. I tutor students after school. And I think the reason why there's such a high turnover rate and why they're not able to retain veterans is because veterans are not appreciated in our system.
What do you mean they're not appreciated? What kind of appreciation would you?
The types of incentives that they offer are really not to retain an educator over 5 years. They offer a lot of support for the new teachers to try to get them to stay, and a lot of there's no higher education programs. Like if I want to go and get my PhD, there's nothing for me to do that. If I want to, you know, maybe take a sabbatical and do something different for a couple of years and then come back into the classroom, there's no incentive to do that either.
Well, Doris, I need to take a break, but I will have Ms. Davis address your concerns on the other side. Thank you so much for calling. Phone number 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area. 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about being a teacher in the District of Columbia. We are taking a look at that question and the issues with Elizabeth Davis, president of the Washington Teachers Union. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Before the break, we were talking to Doris, and she was saying that she, as a veteran teacher, did not feel appreciated, did not have some of the educational resources or support to perhaps pursue a PhD and the like. Before I let you answer that question, though, the first thing I'm thinking is if you're working 60 hours a week and giving your students what you believe as a dedicated, passionate teacher, when do you logistically have the time to pursue, you know, a PhD? I mean, to me, I'm talking just the physicality of it. It's physically impossible if you're doing all of that kind of work and using all of that brain power there. Do you take a sabbatical to do that? Is that how it would be done?
Not necessarily. And I'm going to respond to Doris's comments about the lack of support for career educators. And when I refer to career educators, I mean teachers like her, mm-hmm. who have been in the system longer than 10 years, longer than 5 years even, because I recall in 2007 when former Chancellor Michelle Reed took control of the school system, I think at one of the press conferences her comment was that after 5 years, teachers should go home. And I thought, how sad, how tragic to hear that, because teachers who are truly in this profession because they love what they do, it would absolutely, 5 years is just, this is a learning ground. So when Doris said that career educators, experienced teachers beyond 5 years or beyond 3 years do not have the support that beginning teachers have. She's absolutely right. I know that there are a number of programs, professional development even, have for teachers who are new teachers in the system. It's not available to all teachers. And, of course, many teachers who are not satisfied with the quality of professional development offered by the school district seek PD outside of the school district, and that requires university studies, such as what she's seeking. And, of course, they will find the time to secure whatever degrees or additional extended learning they need in order to up their ante. But I do believe that the school system has overlooked or undervalued the experienced teachers in this city. Most school districts, according to research nationally and internationally, it shows that the school districts that are at the top of its game basically utilize the resources of their most experienced teachers.
How much does a new teacher make?
Oh, the beginning teachers, I am not sure, but I would venture to say it's over $60,000.
A brand new teacher, brand spanking new out of college, $60,000.
It's somewhere between $55,000 and $60,000, I would think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because one of the other issues that has been a longstanding complaint and we're just talking about the District of Columbia, but you know, the teachers don't make a lot of money. We've heard anecdotally about, you know, them buying their own supplies for their children or their students, I should say.
And they're still doing that.
And still doing all of those kinds of things. And so with Washington, D.C. being now, you know, the most expensive place to live, are teachers paid enough? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk to Orson, Darlene, Lynn, John, because you are still on the line. And if you can't get through, I promise I will get to you. Keep trying. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us and keep calling in at 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876. We'll be back on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a bit.